Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Pei Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pei Hei Amud Beis, four lines on the bottom by the two dots. So the Mishnah said that Tshuva Mechaperes Al Averus Kalis. The Tshuva is able to be Mechaper for light Averus, such as Al Seiva Leisase. So says the Gemara, Hashta Leisase Mechaperes Al Seimi Bayo. If it could be Mechaper for Leisase, which is something which is Chayiv Malkus, so clearly it's very Chomer, so then surely it could be Mechaper for an Ase. Why does the Mishnah have to specify that? Amar Rav Yehuda Hochiko Amar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. It doesn't mean a regular Leisase. It means Al Seiva Leisase Shanita Klase, which does not have Malkus. In fact, the Gemara v'leisase gamar loy, tshuva is not mechaper for a regular full-fledged leisase, which is chay malkus, or a minu boi v'braisa, which is mashma that it is. It says, elu hein kalis, ase v'leisase, chutz mi leisisa. It's mashma, only leisisa doesn't get kapara through tshuva. But the other lavin, even a lav gamar, does get kapara through tshuva. Says the Gemara, leisisa v'chol didam ilay. It doesn't mean dafka leisisa, it means all lavin similar to leisisa, meaning anything that's a lav gamar, so tshuva is not mechaper. Toshima, another raya, a different raya against Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana says, kol shum leisisa ulamata tshuva mechaperes, mi leisisa lamayla tshuva toila v'yama kippur mechaper. So it's mashma at the cutoff point for what tshuva is mechaper for, is leisisa. But again, says the Gemara, leisisa v'chol didam ilay. It means leisisa and anything like it, meaning any lav. So anything more kal than a regular lav, meaning a say in a leisase, shanita klase, that tshuva is mechaper for. But a lav and above, so that tshuva is not mechaper for. Says the Gemara, final actual raya against Rav Yehuda, Lefisha Nemer, the Pasuk says, Bechayrev, it says regard by Harsinai, after the Chede Egel, it says, Tshuva v'nake, it says that if you do tshuva, doesn't say in the Pasuk tshuva, but the Gemara will show soon that that's what it's referring to, that if you do tshuva, so Hashem cleanses your avirus. So Yachal af leisisa imahin, says the Braiso, I may think even the lav of leisisa gets kapara through tshuva, tamalaymer lo yinake. It says v'nake lo yinake. So Yachal af shar chai v'lavin kein, so I may think also other lavin don't get kapara through tshuva. Tamulay meres shemoi. Shemoi hu de'ena minake. Aval minake shar chai v'lavin. It's dafka, a person who's ivra and leisisa on saying Hashem's name in vain, that's when he's v'lo yinake. But other chai v'lavin does get kapara through tshuva. So the Braisa says, mavur, it's mefurish, that there is kapara even for regular chai v'lavin gomer ayidei tshuva. So it's a kash on Rav Yehuda. So it says, the Gemara ena chanami, this tan is not like Rav Yehuda, but Tanahi, really it's a machlekes Tanayim, and Rav Yehuda was going like the other Tana. The Tana learned in the Braisa, this Tana clearly holds that tshuva is not mechaper for a leisase gomer. It says, Al ma tshuva mechaperes, al asei v'leisase shenita klase, v'al ma tshuva toilav yom kippur mechaper. What is tshuva not completely mechaper for? It's just Taila, and you need a kippur for the complete kapara. Al krisis al misas bezdin v'leisas egamer. So this Tana clearly holds that tshuva alone by itself does not give kapara for leisas egamer. Amar Mari had said that if yishenemer b'chayrev and the Bach adds in tshuva v'nake, it says that we mentioned before that that's only if you do tshuva, so then v'nake, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleanses. Minolan, how do we know? The pasuk doesn't mention anything about tshuva, so how do we know that it's only through tshuva? The Tani we learned in the Braiser of Blazer Eimer, yefshut leimer nake, shekvar nemer leyinake. You can't say that Hashem cleanses because it says Hashem doesn't cleanse. Yefshut leimer leyinake, shekvar nemer v'nake. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does cleanse. So HaKetzad, so how do we reconcile these two things? Menake hu l'shav. It must be that it's referring to tshuva. If a person does tshuva, so then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is menake. It's only if a person doesn't do tshuva, so then it's lo yinake. So you see, it's tali in tshuva, even though it doesn't say in the first in the pasuk. We see that that must be what the Torah means. Shaul Ramasi ben Charash Shav Lazar ben Azariah Bereimi says the Gemara that Ramasi ben Charash once asked Shav Lazar Shemata Arba Chiluke Kapar Shei Rishmal Derish. Do you hear anything? All the details about the four different types of kapara that Rabbi Yishmael would darshan. So Rabbi Lazam and Azariah responded that Shlei Shehein Uchuvim Kolach HaVechad. I did hear, but you should know it's really only three, and each one of them requires tshuva. What are the three categories? Avaral Asei V'Shav, if a person's Ivar Nasei and he does tshuva, so then Einoi Zoz Misham Ad Shemaychon Loi, so then right away he gets Mechila. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Shuvu Banim Sheivavim, it says do tshuva, and right away it says, V'erpa, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives kapara. Avra leisase iva asa tshuva. If a person's ayvan alav and he does tshuva, so then tshuva toylev yom kippur mechaper. Then you need yom kippur for that. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki be yom hazeh yechaper aleichem mikochat aseichem. It says about yom kippur that yom kippur gives tshuva. That's referring to leisase. Avra krisa semisa is bezdin vasa tshuva. So then the tshuva v'yom kippurim toylin. Even through yom kippur, you just get to the darga of toylin, and then the yisurin in American, it's yisurin that then finishes off the kapara. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, you see the certain averis that need yisurim, that's referring to krisas and misa is bezdin. So it really comes down is that there's three different psukim. One pasuk says you get kapara right away. One pasuk says yom kippur's mechaper. One pasuk says yisurim's mechaper. Rabbi Shmuel Darshan, that's talking about three different types of averis. A person has the avera of chilul Hashem, but he does things that which causes other people to do averis. So then ein lekayach b'tshuva litlois v'yom none of these things have the power to give him his complete kapara. Even through tshuva, yom kippur, and yisurin, all he gets to is to the darga of toilin, and then it's only misa that could ultimately give him his kapara. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, that there's no kapara until you die. So Rabbi Shmuel Darshan, that's talking about the avera of chilul Hashem, but that's not included in one of the it's not considered a fourth category because that tshuva doesn't work. It's only three categories that tshuva actually works for. Says the Gemara, Heichi Dami Chilul Hashem, what's considered Chilul Hashem? Amar Rav, Kegoyin Anoa, someone like me, Isha Kilna Bisra Mitabcha, someone like me, that I'm Adam Chashuf, if I would buy meat from the butcher, V'liya Hivna Dami La'alter, and I wouldn't pay right away, so that would cause other people to think that maybe I'm not going to ever pay, and I'm stealing, and they're going to treat Gezel more lightly, that's already Chilul Hashem. Amar Abayi, Leishanu Ala Ba'asar Delei Tivoy, it's only in a place where the butcher doesn't go claiming the money. Ava Ba'asar De Tivoy, if the butcher's going to go and get the money, so then less because people don't think that he's not going to pay. Amar Ravino Umasa Mechasi Asad Tibayu. Stop. You should know the Masa Mechasi is a place where they go collect the money, and therefore you don't need to pay right away. It wouldn't be Chilul Hashem. Abaye Kedeshako Bisra Mitrei Shutafe. The Gemara says that Abaye, when he would buy meat from a butcher that was owned by partners, so Yahiv Zuzal Lahai Vizuzal Lahai, Vahadim Mekari Vahu Gabi Hadadi Vahavid Chushbana. He would pay money to each partner, bringing them together, and then make a cheshbon. This way no one should hear that he took me without paying and think that he took without paying. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kegoyin Anah, someone like me, another example of Chilul Hashem, someone like me, the Mazgena Arba Amos Vloy Torah Vloy Tefillin, that would already be Chilul Hashem. If I would need a break and I would walk for Amos without Torah or Tefillin, so people would learn from me to be Mevatel Talmud Torah, that would be Chilul Hashem. Yitzchok Devi Rabbi Yanei Amar Kol Shechaveiro Mizbaishin Machmash Muasai, someone who is his peers get embarrassed from hearing about something that he did, that's obviously a Chilul Hashem. Amr of Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Kogain Deka, Amri Inchi, Shirad Le Mari, Leplani, Akadosh Baruch Hu, should give him a kapara, should be Meichelim. That means he obviously did something which might cause others to be more lax in their mitzvah observance. Abayi says Chilul Hashem is as follows. Like we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Vahavta Es Hashem Elokecha, which we dash from there, Shiyehei Shem Shemayim Es Ahi Vel Yodcha. Vahavta Es Hashem means that you should cause Hashem to be loved. You should cause Hashem to be loved. Hashem should be loved through you. Shiyehei Koyer V'Shoinu M'Shamish Tamid Chochamim. How does this accomplish? It's by a person learning, doing Shimish Tamid Chochamim, V'Yimasu Manoi B'Nachas M'Abriyos, and then still and dealing nicely with other people in business and honestly. So such a person, if he learns and he deals honestly in business, so then Ma'Abriyos Aymer Salav, what do people say about him? They say Asher Aviv Shalom De Torah, Asher Rabbi Shalom De Torah. Praiseworthy is these people that taught him Torah. Aylam Labriya Shalom De Torah. Chaval and those that didn't learn Torah like this fellow. Plaini Shalom Torah. This person who learned Torah. Ru Kamenoyim Drachav Kamesukanim Aisav. He's so proper. Alavakas of Aymer about such a person. The pasuk says VaYomer LiAvliata Yisrael Asher Bechol Espar. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu glorifies himself through such a person. Avomisha Kair V'Shoyinu M'Shamish Tamin Chachamim VeEin Masu Manu BeEmuna VeEin Dibura BeNachas Marbriyos. So then if a person who he learns and he doesn't act honestly in business and talk nicely to people, so then Mahabriyas Shemer Salav, what do people say? Aylei Leploini Shalom HaTeira, Aylei Lav of Shalom HaTeira. That woe is to so and so woe is to all these people who taught him Torah. Plainly Shalom da Shalom Torah Ru Kamimikul Kolam Aitzav Kamimichu Arendrachav. Look, this person he learned, and look how ugly his ways are. Valavokas of Aimer about such a person. The pasuk says Be'amar Lahem Hashem Elu Me'artzu Yotzo. That the Goyim they make fun. It's a Chil Hashem. They say, look at the Am Yisrael that had to be exiled because of the avers that they did. Says the Gemara Vayter, different memorim about the greatness of tshuva. Amar of Chama Bar Chanina, Gedolei tshuva shemevia refuah la'ilam. It brings refuah. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Erpa mishuvasam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, through tshuva he gives refuah. Ayavim nedava. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Rami, he has the stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Shuvu banim shayvavim, which is mashma demei kara shayvavim atem, which is mashma that already now retroactively after a person does tshuva, it's like he already returned earlier. It's like he never did the avera. Uksiv, but another pasuk says, Erpa meshuvay seichem. It says that it's only that when you do tshuva, so then it's like Hashem heals the person, but he's like always remains a bal mum. He always has that avera still that he did. So which one is it? Does it retroactively get erased or not? Says the Gemara, like Kasher, kan me'avo, kan me'ira. It depends if a person does tshuva me'avo, so then it's doinus nasim like his chuyos, his averus become like merits. But if a person does tshuva only out of fear of Hashem, so then it, of course it's a great thing, but then you don't have that ma'ilo that retroactively it's gone, it's like a mitzvah. Rav Yehuda Rami, he asked the stira, ksiv shuvu banim shayvavim, erpa meshuvay seichem. The pasuk refers to a person who does tshuva as a son. Uksiv hine anechi ba'alti b'chem v'lakach teschem. It says that Hashem's relationship to a person who does tshuva is like a master, a ruler, a ba'alti b'chem. So it's mashma that the one who does tshuva is like a slave. So which one is it? Is a person who does tshuva a father-son relationship? He's like a son. Or is it a master-eved relationship? And he's like an eved. Says the Gemara, le'kasha, kam ma'ava mi'ira, kan al de'yisurin. If he does tshuva ma'ava or tshuva mi'ira, so then he's like a ben. But if he does tshuva only through the afflictions that Hashem forces him, so to speak, to do tshuva, so then he's like an eved. Amar Rabbi Levi, Gadol Tshuva, Shemegas at Kisei HaKavod. That Tshuva is so great, it's able to get all the way to the Kisei HaKavod. Even if a person did an Avera, which is very Chomer, and it's all the way until the Kisei HaKavod, Tshuva could get there. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. That Tshuva goes Ad Hashem Elokecha. It goes all the way until the Kisei HaKavod. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gadol Tshuva, Shadeicha Sleisa Sei Shebetayra. Tshuva is so great that it's Deicha even a Leisa Sei in the Torah. It's Deicha even, what we explained, is the Leisa Sei and Ase. Of an ish shizinta, that even Klai Yisrael, so to speak, the relationship with Hashem is compared when they do averus to an ish who was mezana, who normally the baal then has a nasei and a leisasei to stay married through a Klai Yisrael doing tshuva. Hashem takes us back, so it's deicha that leisasei nasei shabatayra, which normally nasei is not deicha leisasei vasei. This asei of tshuva is able to be deicha leisasei vasei. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yirmiyah says to Klai Yisrael to do tshuva lemer he nishalach ish. If you have an isha that's divorced from her husband and she goes ahead and she marries another man, could she remarry her first husband? Obviously not. I mean, there's an iser for it's called a machzer gushasai. Once a lady gets divorced and she gets remarried to someone else, so then even if that second husband dies or gets divorced, the lady is not allowed to go back to her first husband. So even though it's just an iser leisasei, that's the halacha. Yet you've been mezana, you have an iser ase and a leis ase, because you're not even a grusha, you're an eshazinta. And still Hashem says, if you do tshuva and you return to me, I'm going to take you back. That's what Hashem says. That's what Yirmiyah told Klai Yisrael. So you see the greatness of tshuva that's able to be daicha even a leis ase vase.